harsh.
But that's the thing.
He's going to talk about his environment, right?
I think people are saying glorifying when now you're starting to become big and now you have a platform and now everybody's looking at you. I think this is a big, broader conversation that needs to be had, because some of the kids, well, I know that the new generation rappers is different, but we saw this with, like, in the past few years when with lean and things like that, when it comes to certain drugs that the kids were actually doing. So, you know, there needs to be more conversations, open conversation from people in the entertainment industry to actually talk about these things. Like Joe Budden has talked about it at some point, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think it's important to have these conversations. But just before I let you go, guys, I just wanted to give you some updates on what's going on in the movies and series, because, you know, we need to talk about this as well. We love us some Issa Rae. You know, we love Insecure. We love
When's it coming
Rae.
Back?
So listen, Issa Rae and Lala Anthony are producing a horror comedy that will be called Juju at Universal. And Angelica Nwandu will actually write and Temi Banks will direct. So, you know, they're producing this upcoming horror comedy for Universal Pictures. Mm-hmm. It will be based on an original concept by Angelica Nwandu, pretty much who will write the script. And it's a directorial debut for Temi Banks, who's been a director on Insecure, you know. So we'll see what will happen. There's no details on what it will be about yet, but I'm waiting to see what happens, because, I mean, I love Issa Rae, and whenever she's included in a project, usually it's good. So we'll see what happens.
But just see Black women directing, producing, taking control of their narrative. I love it. And obviously, you can see by watching Insecure, Issa Rae knows what she's doing. You know what I mean?
And when you watch things like Insecure, it depicts things that we've seen. Even though there's some exaggeration, it depicts some stuff that people, you know, some people that went to similar situations. So it's very interesting to see. Other thing, I don't know if you guys were familiar with, are you familiar with the old shows that were in the early 2000s on BET?
Cedar's World. Come on.
Okay, so, well, I'm guessing you remember College Hill.
Come on.
Okay, so listen.
College Hill, what do you know about that, Kate?
There's a report that there's a reboot of College Hill that is being prepared and that is coming to BET. So, you know, they wanted to show, you know, a different type of experience. It was showcasing the drama of college students from all over the world and things like that. It was very entertaining. So, according to the Jasmine brand, sources claim that the series will return in 2021 with a brand new season set to take place at Jackson State University. So, you know, unlike the first iteration of the show, the reboot is supposed to include celebrities who are attempting to pursue higher education. So, you know, apparently was a huge success, and BET want to showcase now what college life is like, because there's nothing like that on TV.
No.
The last season ended in 2009. I don't know how I feel about the celebrities being included in that. However,
they did a College Hill St. Thomas, right?
I don't remember. It was so good.
But it was good because this was the first time that we saw Black college kids in college. And it was kind of like how MTV does the Roadhouse, or what's it called there? The MTV, not the Cribs. MTV does the one where they put a whole bunch of people in the house. Well, this was the Black version. College Hill is the Black version of that. Boy, did it get petty. I remember watching that with Sadie and Lorena. Yo, College Hill.
Last season was in 2009. It was from 2004 to 2009. So, you know, we'll see what the reboot is about. I'm always kind of skeptical when there's a reboot of a show that already existed, but we'll see what they make out of this. And I hope that they do represent HBCUs properly. Yeah. In this thing. So, guys, this was all the news that I had for you. No stories today, because last night, this is where we had all the quarantine stories. But I have more for you guys next week. Hopefully, if you have any stories that you want me to talk about or things that you want advice on, you can just send me a DM, send a DM to The Morning Detour, and we'll make sure that we include it in the next show.
Perfect, Kate. Let's do it.
CKUT 90.3 FM. Toasted, hanging at the back, made money all year, make a toast with a yak. Went dope to the wall, throw it back, and if I leave with him, he gon' eat it for a fact. I seen a lot of but I'ma let it slide. I got it in my system, now I'm really trying to ride. I don't know if it's us Aquarius that just like to have fun and ain't scared to.
I get nasty when the moon come out and the juice kick in. Look around my system, no need to ask me. When the party ain't, cause I'm on my way to give you what you're missing. It's 2:30 on the dial. is still cracking at the spot. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. We ain't trying to make it home, and I don't wanna be alone. No way, yeah, tonight. So hit my phone. Whoa, take a 42 when you know I'm playing. Too far gone. Oh, look, you got me sending out whiskey texts.
I'm feeling kind of tipsy. Come and get me. You can hit it in the party if you're feeling risky. I got all these mad cause they where you wanna be. On the dance floor, rubbing all on my body. Now tell him back, back, give you 50 feet. Before you look at him, you know that I'm the one you see. He told me I get crazy when I get up on that yak. Nah, I just never play with just like that. I be drinking out the bottle and I need a mouthful. And I know I'm from the south, but you need your goggles. Party like a bato, shots of the blanco. Guaranteed to knock a nigga up by the zapatos. I'm trying to make it home, but you looking so good. I'll pull it out your pants right now if I could. But you know everything I do gon' make it to the net. So I guess I can wait until I get you to the bed.
I'm flying at everybody. Helicopter in the middle of the hood. I'm flying at everybody. I just feigned and it be taking me. So I don't care about it. Boy, you play, you gon' die front of everybody. Leave some blood on the street by some red bottoms. Hard to hell, but I wish that they had shot a few. My n***a alone where the fans got. I used to pray for a plug and go out the way and come back with a lot of them. I used to dream about Connors when we live in Linus. Now I stay on top of them. I wouldn't give a damn if he ran them up a whole billion. I still wouldn't acknowledge the new. He put my name in the song. Where the f*** is he? I don't care, but we gotta go get him. House big as f*** in the middle of nowhere. I get down, I don't care what my well. I made Lil' Kel spin the block on the four-wheel. Not for real, spin the block on the four-wheel. $5 million for me, that ain't no deal. Hadn't made that time since in like 3 years. All this rap, I can't even talk about this track. I just hope they can take it. I keep me a stallion like making a residency out in Vegas. Might fly to LA and go f*** with LeBron and the Lakers. Come back to Atlanta with Jada. Bruh told us to take out the neighbors and stack all the paper. Whatever we want by it later. I know how this shit on a hater and handle the business. Whatever God give me, I'm grateful. I'm flying at everybody. Helicopter in the middle of the hood. I'm flying at everybody. I just feigned and be chasing. I swear I don't care about it. Boy, you play, you gon' in front of everybody. Leave some blood on the street by some red bottoms. Hard to hell, but I wish that they had shot a few. My n***a alone where the fans got. Watch it for everyone around me. I ran it up, how the f*** could you down me? She said for life, how the f*** could you clown her? Bought all this water, I'm never gon' drown. I'm in New York, I'm perfecting my sound. I held them out and they let me down again. I ain't coming back around again. Fell in love, man, I didn't get on the motor. My brother in prison in polo. I joined in the game and went local. I put on these clothes like a hobo. There's layers of drill. I show my ass some feel. You play, your man get killed. Say that before, but I'm dead for real. Lil' bro jumping around like his legs in heel. I ran it up, I put fat conceal. If I fall off today, I'm a legend still. Bro, show me the way, I ain't never still. This Glock ain't no pop, it'll pop for real. I f*** with that sir, I don't pop no pills. My young n***a turn down, got no deals. I need me a billion so I can chill. I'm driving like I ain't got no license still. My truck, I move like it got nitrogen. I'm popping still. I'm flying at everybody. Helicopter in the middle of the hood. I'm flying at everybody. I just feigned and be chasing, I swear I don't care about it. Boy, you play, you gon' in front of everybody. Leave some blood on the street by some red bottoms. Hard to hell, but I wish that they had shot him.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
My black queen, look at her bachelin', for my gasoline, yeah. She don't like my white, say her act too light skin. Dollar don't be trifling, yeah, yeah, yeah. Baby, yeah, the street, yeah, yeah, yeah. You bet she a freak, yeah, 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 yeah. Kiss my feet, take this meat, make this, I got a feet. I got Brazilian, I got Australian.
fantastic. Classic, no, she not a Kardashian.
No way.
Bro, she passing up the fashion. She wanna live in the mansion. I got a freak with no pan, it's dangerous. She take it out when she dancing.
She
I'm throwing it up, all of these singles. She gonna know what the bag is. I'm trying to up your status. Freaky little bitch, she married.
Freaky
little bitch like Sharon. They got matching tattoos, they pairing. On a millionaire, they wanna get in there.
Get in
I pull up with drunk, get your swimwear.
True.
Got five, no thoughts, just tender. It's so cold, they winter. Model freak, just a beginner. On the IG, she a low-key winner. Big racks, I'm not a pretender. Break them out, put the freaks in the blender. Pull up with the gang, gon' spin them. Little freaky, little freaky, little in them. I count up one, two, three, four, five. Brain tender.
Show my city. Welcome back. We's Moon Chaser. So okay in the building. The morning detour. The reaching or preaching segment. Now, okay, I want to open this segment by saying this. When I was about 16, 17 years old, I was dating this girl from NDG. And I'll never forget this incident, Kay. We were on Summerled and we had a fight. But it was public. And my thing, Kay, I've always been very apprehensive to like fighting with women in public. Cause that's just my thing. I hate to be embarrassed. So We had a fight, Kay. And it always stuck with me because I always told her, I said, this could have been an instance where I've allowed her to push my buttons and to get me to go to a dark place and let things happen. Now, Since that incident, other things have happened over the years. You know, I've had girls pull knives on me. You know, I've had a woman push me to the brink. Not to say I was going to hit her, but it was going to get physical because sometimes when it comes to love and relationship, things get a little bit heated. And I say all this to say, boy, nothing can get more toxic than when you break up with someone or if your relationship is toxic. Things could definitely go left. And then you want to add an extra caveat to it, Kay. You want to be a celebrity? You want to be famous? So now everyone has called me. People say, yo, you and Kay, you guys have to talk about the major hype incident. It started off with revenge porn. It started off with receipts. It started off with heart attacks. It started off with all kinds of posts. Let's dive in. For those people that don't know, Major Hype is one of the biggest Caribbean. I hate how some of these publicans were saying he's just a YouTube comedian. He's one of the best Caribbean comedians of all times since Oliver Samuels. I know all the old heads know who I'm talking about. Since Oliver, we've never had a comedian from the Caribbean like that his stamps were more Caribbean derived since Oliver Samuels, since Major Hype. He's the modern-day Oliver Samuel. So we all, you know, a lot of us have Caribbean backgrounds. So we all rallied behind him. He became the super mega star. I've had a chance to be around him as well. And here we are. Nothing makes me sadder, Kay, because I've been around Major Hype in person. And I've heard him say from his mouth, he's worked 12 years to get to this point. He's had everyone tell him no. He's worked hard to get to this point. When I hear that, I was like, okay, man, I can rally against it. Because I know what it's like to work hard. We work hard to try to get our show to the level we want to get at. But what always kills me, at some point, when it comes to black male entertainers, there's always a few of our stars that there's an asterisk next to it. Tiger Woods, Kobe Bryant, Magic Johnson, and now Major Hype. Now, no longer will he be known for being one of the most revolutionary Caribbean comedians since Oliver Samuels. Now he's going to be marred with this abuse allegations and things of the sort. But here we go, okay. So Major Hype's estranged wife says he abused her for years in a tearful tell-all. So in a lengthy Instagram post, the wife of comedian Major Hype alleged that she has been battered and abused by the comedian during their relationship. In her Woman Wednesday chat with her fans, she laid bare the shocking abuse allegations in an emotional speech. She also showed pictures. So how this all started is that Major Hype had a heart attack. I don't know if he did this before or after the heart attack, but he had shown receipts of her doing of his alleged ex-wife having text message back and forth with a soca star or various men. And Kay, it was prompting to cheating. It was prompting to, you know, infidelity. He even went as far as showing a revenge porn video, which she said it's an old video, which I think that's disgusting. So, but we'll talk about revenge porn in a second. Which led her to do this lengthy post on Woman Wednesday where she was talking about the fact that, hey, listen, I've been in this abusive, toxic relationship for years. So Major Hype's ex-wife, whose name is Letitia, she's from Brooklyn. So she took to Instagram to apologize to friends and family who she isolated herself from because she said she was unrecognizable after being beaten by Major Hype. Major Hype is about 6'4", 210. Now, I've been around the guy. He's a big guy. The woman became emotional as she disclosed that she received no support from close friends who knew about the abuse. And she quote, I'll go on to quote her. She says, imagine people know in your circle what's going on with you. And their first question is well, what did you do? And I think that's always messed up too. Like when you're a victim of abuse and you show people, hey, listen, I'm being abused. I'm being put in an uncomfortable situation. Harm is being done to me. And then your close friends and family turn to you and say, tell you, what did you do wrong?
Yeah, I think that's also an issue in the Caribbean community. And I'm saying that as a member of the Caribbean community, just to put it out.
No, can you not excuse yourself? People know you Caribbean. Talk your truth, ma.
No, I'm just saying, I think there's also that thing in the Caribbean community where I have seen, and I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys listening, if you're from the Caribbean community or you've been around that community, I'm pretty sure that you've seen that sometimes abuse is covered up. Sometimes the family will even tell you like, oh, what did you do? Just don't do that so that this person is not mad, or they won't say anything or won't even try and help you. Nothing that everybody's like that, but I've seen some kind of complacence, like people just let things happen and then they blame it on you, and I don't think it is healthy.
Okay, before I go any further, what I want to start here too, do you feel that it was right for both of them to put their personal interpersonal relationship conflicts out there to the public? Because I do think it's a little bit classless. Now, if she was being abused by Major Hype and she felt that the police wasn't giving no support, or she felt that the resources in her town or state wasn't giving a resource, and she felt that social media was the only recourse she had, then I agree with that. But I don't see nowhere in the article where it says that she went to the police. I don't see nowhere it says where she made a statement. I don't see no reports being filed.
Okay, so first of all, when it comes to abuse, and I don't have the numbers at the top of my head.
No, talk your truth. You're a woman.
When it comes to abuse, a lot of people that are being abused have trouble talking about the abuse to other people, whether it is the police or whether it is friends. It's very difficult to report it, because then once you have to acknowledge to yourself that your relationship has failed, so you failed, and then you are being abused, and you also have to come to the fact that your realization that you are letting yourself be abused, because and it's not something that people just decide and be like, because when people are like, oh, you could just leave, it's not as easy as people are saying it. So there's that. A lot of women do not report abuse to the police because they already know that police might not help, or you might get questions like, but what were you wearing, or what did you do? And these are the questions that you're not supposed to be asking to a victim. So there's also that. And third thing is, when you are being abused, usually along with that abuse comes the fact that you isolate yourself, or the person, the abuser, makes you isolate yourself from your friends and family, which makes it harder to reach out to them because now you're a little bit extreme.
Listen, I can't refute that. She went on to say she broke down and she said that she didn't deserve to be treated like that, and that the occasions of abuse were not few and far, but very often. She also refuted the claim that she cheated during the relationship, even though Major Hype has provided 2019 receipts and text messages of said claims that she was cheating on him. But still, Kay, that's still not a reason to beat anybody, to have any kind of spousal abuse. Over the weekend, the comedian took to social media to rant and threaten an unnamed soca artist who he said his ex cheated with, and he threatened to lash the soca artist if he saw him. Meanwhile, Letitia, Major Hype's ex-wife, she was adamant that she would be returning to the relationship, as she insisted that she was putting a stop to the manipulation, the abuse, the control, and the sexual abuse she suffered. She also called out Major Hype, she says, you can continue to pretend to be who you are, but I know the truth and I'm not keeping any secrets anymore. So she's still going back. So there's still something there, but whatever toxic behavior was going on before, she no longer wants this to continue. Now, Kay, I want to talk to you a little bit about toxic relationship. Now, I'm not saying he was right to beat her, but what I would say is that a toxic relationship takes two people to make it toxic, right?
It depends. No, it depends. There's a difference between being in a relationship that is toxic for you on one side because you are being abused, and a relationship in which both of y'all are toxic to each other. That is two different types of relationships.
But I say this because, specifically talking about the Major Hype and Letitia situation, he's saying that what I'm presuming was galvanizing him on top of it is the fact that he's saying that he has receipts of her cheating on him. He has proof of infidelity.
Even if you have receipts or of infidelity of any things of that nature, it never gives you the right to beat another human being. That is never acceptable. That is never.
No, for sure not.
That is, period. So it is, and to use that as a justification of him beating her, then that's horrifying. And he actually lost a couple thousand, a couple hundred thousand followers actually, following these allegations because, well, people want to know. And it's just like, I don't see somebody coming, like mentioning all of that just to ruin somebody's reputation. Like if you've suffered through things like this.
No, women will do that. No, don't go far saying women will do that. Women will do that.
What I'm saying, I've always thought that was a extreme, but yeah. all I would say is, people tend to believe their idols and their entertainers because they have this idea of them in their head. And what I will say is that don't forget that they're human beings like everybody. Exactly. And you probably have an uncle or you know a neighbor or you know somebody that has done this. And you always think, not my people, but then, you know. So I do think this would need to be investigated. I don't know if the police is involved.
No, well, at this point, I would presume so. But, you know, also I'm thinking about the Tory and Megan situation. We're going to bring on some professionals here to talk about spousal abuse and abuse in a relationship. Because I think a lot of women are facing it, especially during COVID-19. They're saying that the numbers are going up in spousal abuse. So this is a conversation that's going on. And this is something that I want to set the more details to really take proper attention on and really talk about and discuss in a proper manner, because this can't continue. We can't have people beating on each other. We can't have this kind of toxic behavior going on left to right. And what hurts me is that, yo, listen, it's sad because we live in a world of public opinion now. So now this is out there. As you said, he's lost followers. He's going to lose sponsorship. And I would like to go on to add, he did add on a IG video where he was talking about the fact that he was sexually abused at a younger age. Now, that's the same scapegoat R. Kelly used as well. So now, should there be a deeper conversation about men that don't want to come out and say that they were sexually abused as a child?
I think we need to have, as a community, we need to have conversations about how we treat each other, and we definitely need to also have a broader conversation about every human at a certain age should just go to therapy. I believe whether things happen to you or not,
for a little check-in, no? A little check-in?
You just go and check in with the same way you go to your
dentist,
or every year you do a checkup. Then I feel like you should do a mental health check just to make sure that everything is going okay, because it's not because you've seen a certain type of behavior being portrayed in your home as a kid that you should reproduce that in your own house.
I would like to ask you this before we close out the segment. Since allegedly she is going to go back, but she's stating that she doesn't want to continue the same manipulation and the abuse and so forth and so forth, does this change your view on Major Hype? Do you see him surviving this incident or this scandal? Can he revive his career after this? Because she is going back, allegedly.
Listen, if she is going back, it could survive it. If she's not, it might not be able to. But then again, a lot of people have survived a lot of allegations in these industries. So, but if she goes back to him and like she shows a united front with him to the people afterwards, in the next few months, people will have forgotten about it because we live in a social media era and people have like an attention span of 15 seconds.
Yeah. No, that's the point to say. But what's important not to forget is that spousal abuse on any level, there's no justification for it, is not right. You know, anybody being on their partner, that's not cool and that's not right. We're going to bring on some professionals to discuss this further on as the detour continues here. Because, yo, this really hurt me, man. I've been around the dude, man. Boy. Yo, man. Man, it sucks when you see your idols become enemies, man. It's a really rough thing. Montreal, my city, this has been Reaching or Preaching segment. Weezy and K talking about the Major Hype incident. It's been a morning detour on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
The morning detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Damn right we take turns being wrong. I get real accountable when I'm alone. I get real about it all when I'm alone. It's so crazy missing you when I get on. Don Julio make me Fulvio. And I might hit your phone up with that rah-rah-rah. Missing my da-da-da.
Welcome back. The Morning Detour. Lorena's in the building. What's going on in the community, Lorena?
Yeah, I have a few updates for this week in the community. The first thing is with WIPCA. So I had mentioned last week, they are having their annual general meeting today. It's between 6:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So this meeting is open to the general public. So if you're interested in attending, you could definitely go to their website, which is WIPCA.org, WIBCA.org. Or on any of their social media handles on Facebook and IG, and you can get more information on how you can log in on their virtual annual meeting. Mm-hmm. Next up, we have the Montreal Community Cares. They're having their honor roll breakfast this weekend on the 13th. So this is dedicated to students in grades 3 to 8 who have made it onto the honor roll. They will be honored, and they will have special guests come in as well to speak to the kids. This is being done virtually. Dope. So you can go to their website as well, and on social media for more information on the virtual event. And then the Canadian Black Chamber, they're also having another mastermind group. So I had mentioned this last week. So if you didn't get to attend, you can attend today between noon to 1 p.m. if you're looking for like-minded individuals to, you know, just get some information, get some feedback, talk about your business, and get some information. This is a good opportunity. Again, if this is too last minute for you, next week is their final one. So you could join in next week as well, next Friday, same time, noon to 1 p.m. Eastern. And you could go to blackchamber.ca for more information on that. And then MTL Market. So again, they're having another weekend for their business holiday market. Last weekend was very successful. They had a lot of people come through and purchase items from local, Black local entrepreneurs. So on the 12th and 13th, same thing again, you could go and stop by. It's at 1236 Rue Mackay. And if you are a vendor, because they're still having another one next weekend. So if you're a vendor and you want to get some sales in, you want to get yourself out there for the Christmas holiday, definitely send them an email. It's mtlmarket@gmail.com. And you can go ahead and register your business for that. And then last but not least, the Crown Project. This is the final weekend. So today and tomorrow, you can drop off your items at Fusion Fitness Kitchen, which is at 9510 Rue Clément and LaSalle. Or you can go ahead to www.thecrownproject.net and hit our PayPal to make donations. Or if you want to hit me up personally, if you know me, you can send me a DM, and then we can do like an e-transfer that way if you like. And that's about it.
Yo, I want to go to the Black Vendors thing. So they're gonna have different vendors gonna be there with products that we can buy on the spot at the 1236 Mackay.
Yeah, it's a pop up shop. So I remember I went a few maybe last year or the year before. You go ahead. It's you know where I think it's called Mango Bay, that restaurant. So it's upstairs. You go upstairs and they have all these vendors around the whole place, and you go, you shop, you can speak to the vendors, you can get to know about their business, you buy. It's all Black owned businesses. It's really nice. I like it.
Okay, boom. I'm going to check it out, because ain't no deliveries happen on Amazon before February 1st. So forget all of that.
Exactly.
Because apparently I still got to buy some gifts here, Lorena.
Trust me, FedEx is like backlog. Like it's hard to get stuff online. So definitely support local. They have a lot of nice stuff. There's a lot of variety as well. So definitely check that out.
And also, too, you know, before we go, shout out to all the DJs on Twitch. I want to shout out DJ Maddie. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 to 11, DJ Maddie on Twitch is doing his thing. And also, we have a slew of other guys, too, right, Lorena?
Yeah, we have DJ StarQ. We have Quite Sane. We have J.E. Buns, who's going crazy. They're actually, they had something on Thursday. They have a whole bunch of DJs from, like, Vancouver, Montreal, Toronto. It's, like, one after the other. So definitely check out your DJ's social media pages. They are definitely playing all weekend long. Or even throughout the week, if you need a little break from work, hit up Twitch, and someone is on playing and helping you out.
Okay, well, thank you for that, Lorena. Things have happened. Make sure y'all go to the Crown Project. This is our last week. We're looking for donations, trying to help some of these school kids and students. Things is popping, man. Thank you once again, Lorena. It's the Morning Detour.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
My God. Hey, they say ignorance is bliss, huh? I get this is so blissful. Do anything for dollars. The thought of having a fistful. Make them switch side when they're looking grim and dismal. A coward dies a thousand deaths. No pistol. See, cause they got f***ed up attention to. Got no principle. Better watch who you listen to. I see it in your eyes, you weak. The lies you speak. And what you do right now, where in front, you die in the street. Cause boy, that... I'm in the game, I ain't worried what the coach said. Hey boy, you lame, better watch how you approach that. All in your feelings, showing all of your emotion. I'ma be a chonin' about that. What a drama, I love it, get in the for it. Like go to Vegas, fight police, not get arrested for it. The smoke, I'm running to it, trouble with endeavor.
it. Inhale it, blow it in your direction, you better be ready for it. Write your humble arrogant, oxymoron anomaly. Egotistical activist, master solution strategist. Full-time family man, part-time politic. Trap, fashion icon, I'm all of it. I'm crucified a messenger, cause the message real, you need to hear it. Absorb it, let it sizzle in your spirit. Tawdy, going out sad, acting all weird. You embarrassing yourself, look at here.
Oh no, don't respect the calls. Oh no, act like hoes.
Catching on me, oh, don't you see?
I really know how to sing for you, baby, but since I can't, I'ma count this paper in front of you and shower you with these gifts, and I'ma tell you the best that come to my mind, and I want you to feel like I love you, baby. Abu Dhabi, the penthouse floor's not for the amateurs. Calamari from California came with cannabis. Fill arenas to put the team up on the banisters. Pinky rings and the other things I seen the gamblers. Count your acres, build your estates, we call it farm life. Talking heavy, your chains are hollow and your charm light. Pistol popping, your whip look polished and your bra's nice. Chemo sabi, 100 kilos just on a calm night. Glad to see me, bowl of zucchini, call it mob life. Drop the top and call the models, yes, all the tar type. Bel Air bottles back in Beverly Hills, we balled out. Biggest boss, I'm popping dollars, what you talking about? 100 racks and no Cadillacs, now pull your cars out. See your felon, defeat the felon, so they think you're jealous. Say you love them and write them letters, but you never mail them. Facts, I'm at the top because I'm charging tax. X. Rentel. A.K.A. William. The big fish. Telecom.
Catching some Leo, don't you see?
Keep your eyes open. Your eyes open.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
I don't know if it's Shy Boogie, Shy Baby, Boogie for Boogie for Spell. I don't know what's going on.
Well, it go my. On IG, it's Sha Boobie, but for rap shit, it's Sha B, you know? But I...
What do the girls call you? They call you Boobie Love or what?
The girls call me Playboy.
Wait.
Come on, then. Interview.
Wait. So good morning, Montreal. It's the Morning Detour interview. We're here with Woozy Woochains, and this is Soke, and we're here with Sha B today. Apparently the ladies call him differently, you know. So that'll be
I tell them all different names, you know. You can't have a trace.
Don't get K started. See, that's the
okay. But you know, ladies, if you're watching this interview and this, you know this man, like please send the names that you know he told you. So how are you this morning?
I'm good. We can't complain. Like I said before, we're healthy, and that's like pretty much we just want everyone to be healthy right now, because the way the world's going, we don't know what's true, what's not true, who's sick, who's not sick. I don't know.
Are they just shut down vaccination? Because you know,
absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Well, listen, they might say, hey, listen, some countries might say you can't fly there. Some jobs might say you can't work there if you don't get the vaccination.
I mean, like, I'll cross that road when it gets there. But as of now, if I have a choice, I'm not taking that. Like, we don't know what's in that. Because everything's, like, all over the place. It's like you could go to the mall, but you can't gather. But how could I go to the mall with 100,000 people and touch the same stuff they're touching, but I can't be in the confines of my own home and have, like, a friend over? It doesn't make sense to me.
Now, when it comes to the restrictions coming from the government, I just think that, and it's just not our government in Quebec. I'm just talking about governments in general. I think that everybody's pretty much trying to do the best that they can with whatever is going on, because it's an unprecedented situation. And it's not like there's a playbook out there that says, hey, when there's a pandemic, there's what you do.
I agree. I do see, obviously, people are dying. But the thing is, too, when a person dies in the hospital, a lot of the times they're just saying they died.
Gabby's brother is a good friend of mine. I call him Wesley. He looks like Wesley used to play for some shit. You, Sharpie, your family, you guys do some of the best barbecues, parties.
Yeah.
Right, you guys are known for that. I've been to many of those. I was there last time with the B-Condoms. Yeah, this is out there. Y'all got the new house with the trampoline and the
hot tub, the pool. Yeah, yeah.
You guys always have the baddest girls, but aside from that, your mom and you guys always have a beautiful spread, which really shows how welcoming of a family you guys are, especially to your guests. So I want to thank you for always inviting me to your parties. I've been trying to bring Kay out, but, you know, y'all know how Kay move.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Why is my name always popping up in things that I didn't know about?
We do a popular show. So, Shabby, I talked to you over the summer. You told me, hey, listen, Lee's, I do some music. I said, okay, well, you got some. Send it over to me. So in true Jamaican fashion, you send over the Done No track. And I say this because the track starts with you with a little Jamaican paraphernalia, which I don't know. And I'm like, you know, I got to cut all that out. But let the people of the city know, how did you get started doing music, and where did this affinity come from?
Well, to be honest, like back when I was in like elementary school, you know, I was just like, I always was just like into music, listening to a lot of music, so all the artists that were popping around then. And then in my grade 6 talent show for a project, they were like, come up with an idea of like something you want to do. You could just be creative, anything you want. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do a cover to Kanye West's song Drive Slow. I don't know if you're familiar with the track. And actually, him and I think it was Paul Wall was the feature on that track. Yeah. And I went up and I did a cover of that song in front of the whole school, all parents and family, and everything was there. And after that, I had people coming up to me. They're like, oh, you should take this serious. I'm in grade 6 at this point. I didn't really like, you know, it didn't cross my mind. So like, I just went on with my life from there, but I always had an interest from there. And then when I got into high school, I was dope at freestyling, you know, off the top. I could go for minutes at a time, just bar after bar after bar after bar. And then I had my friends in high school tell me, oh, take it serious. And then finally, 2 years ago on New Year's Day, I was one of my guys, Hardin, shout out to him. I was talking shit to him because he was into the music. He's been doing music mad long. And I was telling him, like, I was wasted. It was New Year's, right? I was drinking. I was like, yo, tomorrow I'm coming to the studio, beginning of the new year. I'm going to rap. I'm going to be better than you. Back and forth. Next day, the guy hit me and he was like, yo, you're coming to the studio for all that shit you were talking yesterday. So then we went to the studio, and from that day on, man, that first day I got in the studio, I didn't look back, you know? I knew right from there that's what I wanted to do. So it's been like 2 years now that like I've been kind of going strong with it. And like I'd say now, since the pandemic actually hit, I really like put it into like another gear and like got serious with it, you know? So that's where I'm at with it right now. And
your mic is muted, Kate.
I like the story of how it started. I like it. I like the friend that actually called you back the next day. Yeah. Like, you need to pull up to the studio.
Because if you know me, like once the liquor hits and I get on my vibes and I get confident, I start talking all kinds. So he held me to it, and by the next day I was there, and I'm honestly happy like that he actually called me back the next day and was like, come. Because if he didn't do that, I probably would have never went, and I probably would have continued what I was doing before making music.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to your friend. You have Crown Reaction coming out January 2021. So I'm guessing 2021, you worked through 2020 and you were like, I'm just going to release an EP first month of 2021.
Yeah, so basically, since when the pandemic first came into effect, I think that was back in March, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to the studios, you know, around Montreal, you know, in the city, and like paying to go. But then all of it got shut down once the pandemic hit. So it forced me to buy all of the equipment, all the speakers, the mics and everything myself. And I really just got in my bag from there. And like, I just started making music song. I could say now probably in the archive, I probably have like over 100 tracks. Okay. Over 100 tracks. Okay. Like I was just busting down tracks. And then from there, I didn't really know that I was just making song after song. I had nothing else to do. We were all on layoff and whatnot, so I had nothing to do. So I was just making music. And then from there, I'd say in July, I met this guy, Jay Mambo, he's a videographer. Me and him are like super tight now. And I just told him, I'm like, look, I have all these songs, I'm working on an EP that I want to drop in 2021. So I put this plan into effect basically from March. And so from July up until probably last week, I've just been shooting videos on videos on videos. And now I have the EP done and the visual content to go with it. So 2021, January should be big.
Okay, I mean, we're looking forward to see all of this. I like music videos, so I'll make sure that, you know, make sure that you send everything. One thing that I always ask, that we always like to ask artists that come on the show is, who would you say are your influences, and what would you call your type of music? Because, you know, there's a lot of different kinds of rap, but where do you situate yourself?
Well, here's my thing. Like, after making so much music, you tend to, like, try and like, my main thing is, like, having diversity in my music, because as much as I want, like, I'm 24 right now. So as much as I want people who are 24 or between 20 and, let's say, 35 to listen to my music, I also want people who are, like, in their 50s, my mom's age, that can actually listen to my music. So I try and do music that, like, could appeal to multiple groups.
Okay.
So, like, it's hard to put my music in a category, because I'm the type of person, like, just play me any beat. If it's country, play me a country beat. I'm gonna try and do something on it. So it's like, I try and like that Jamaican track that Dunno. You hear my accent at the beginning of the track. I didn't come off the boat straight from Jamaica, but, like, I'm gonna do it in my own edition. You know, I'm gonna do it my way. So it's like, any type, if I'm getting on, let's say what I was saying, like, country, I'm going to try and do it my way. So it's, like, always going to be different. But I guess if I had to, like, pinpoint a specific route that I go, I'd say, like, people between, like, 20 and 35, you know, like, the regular, not the regular, but, like, you know, like, the 808 beats, the big beats that, like, drop with the big drops and stuff like that, like, are types of beats that I usually go on. So it usually gives you, like that party type of vibe, right? So, like, I'd say my music is more, like, party, in the club, stuff like that.
So what kind of vibe is in the EP? Like, how many tracks and what kind of vibe can we...
So, currently, the EP is at 8 songs, but okay. I'm going in a back and forth. Some are telling me to cut it to 6, but, like, I'm thinking I'm going to cut it to 8. And basically, all 8 songs are, like, kind of, like, a different vibe. It's like, I'm trying to show off, because in my head, it's like, I'm trying to show off the most I could give you. But then it's like, other people are telling me that I should pinpoint more on just one thing. But I think I'm going to go with the 8 and just give everybody, do it my way.
You're a skit, though. You know, I'm the skit king. You know, that's how I started. I started hosting mixtapes. No, that's my bag. Don't get me on the intro.
If you get on, I'm ready. Tell me. We can scrap the whole thing and start over right now.
Sorry, I started the intro. Oh, man.
My whole thing is, like, it's not about the amount of tracks, it's more about the amount of minutes, because, like, also, I'm who am I right now? I'm no one technically, right? So it's like, you don't want to drop 8 tracks and then people don't listen to 8 tracks. So I can hear that whole point behind it too, you know what I'm saying?
But I would say, as an artist, put your art out there the way you want it to be listened to also.
Yeah.
That's the advice I would give. But listen, 8 tracks for me is good. You know, I hate when EPs are just 5 tracks and it's like, wow, it's already done. Like, this lasted not even 15 minutes. I'm upset. You know what I mean? So definitely 8 tracks is in the right range. Actually, okay. Favorite rapper, men and women, right now.
My favorite rapper right now, I mean, I have top 2, but this has been my guy for the past 4 years, and right now he's at the top, Lil Baby. This guy, this guy, like, the reason why I'll say Lil Baby is because, for one, I find new rappers today, and it's not a hate thing, but this is just my personal thing. It's like, a lot of rappers don't pay attention to their lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And they mumble, or they just say a lot of stuff that's catchy. The thing with Lil Baby is that, like, his hooks are super catchy. Yeah. Hands down, you hear his track once, you're already in. And then when you go back and you listen to the track over and over and over and actually catch the bars that he's saying throughout the entire track, it's like, it's unmatched. It's really unmatched. That's why it's like he's as big as he is.
Because
yeah.
Okay. Women? Yeah.
Women.
Come on.
There's a lot right now.
There's a lot. Huh?
There's a lot of women rapping right now. You have Mulatto.
I'm gonna still have to go, like, even though she doesn't really make music anymore, like, I'm not going to be the one to tell you that I listen to women artists all the time, because a lot of the women rapper artists, they're all kind of do that same thing, and it's not very artistic. It's kind of like just
sell
my body, and like, yeah. I'm not like, it's cool. Like, I'm going to watch it. Like, you got me intrigued, but I'm not watching you because of your music. That's the problem. So I'd have to say Rihanna probably still. Even though she doesn't rap, but you said female artists. You didn't say female
rapper. I would have gone for Meg Thee Stallion or.
Oh, no. I can't. Megan, no, she's too much. I'd probably say, I guess you go Cardi B. Cardi B. Like, okay. Even though, but the thing with Cardi B, she doesn't write her music, so it's like another
a
thing.
A lot of people don't write their music, so you know. At this point, in this industry, I think
she's about to drop an album soon too.
As much as she doesn't write her music, she's still like she's top. She's a top one, so I'll give it to her.
Yeah, listen, you know what? No, Cardi B is good. I'm waiting to see what she has in store, actually. So you have, like we said, Don't Know, that came out last Friday. We're actually going to play it on the show. You know, get a little bit of your flavor before the actual EP drops in January 2021. You know, finally out of 2020, almost. You know, we have that one question, that one specific Morning Detour signature question, okay? It's what we ask everybody. Just need to listen carefully, and then I need your opinion on it. Just listen through the whole thing. So this is how it goes. Earth is dying, and I have to start it like this. Earth is dying. We are going to Mars because Earth is overpopulated, and Elon Musk decided to send humans on Mars by 2050. Weezy here, along with RG Music, decided that they're gonna, you know, create a rest stop because going to Mars is a long, you know, it's a long process. They're gonna create a rest stop where you get Caribbean food, it's Caribbean music, you know, you live your best life on your way to Mars, so you could just stop there, get the food, and then go to Mars. The shuttle is going to be full of music too. And then on Mars, we're going to have our own continent called Marfrica for minorities, Black people, you know, all the beautifulness. Everybody's friendly and stuff. The question is, are you coming to Mars with us, or are you taking your chances here?
I mean, I think I might come to Mars because this world, I don't know where the hell I'm headed. So I think I would come with you guys.
You come with us?
I'd come with you guys.
Okay. You see, Weezy, I feel like we are converting more and more people to come to Mars. So I don't know. Maybe 2020 changed people's minds.
I think it's just 2020 is so messed up. Like, going anywhere else is better.
You know what I find? I find a lot of men guests that we have on the show, they're down to go to Mars. But a lot of the women want to stay.
Actually... For the past few interviews, women have been wanting to go to Mars.
Let's keep it a buck, though.
But you know what? You know what? We should have kept... We're going to start keeping a record of who wants to go to Mars. Because even though our last couple of female guests wanted to go to Mars, and you are right, we have a whole year and a half of guests where all the women are like, now we're staying here.
Okay, but we also need to see the proportion of men to women guests that we have. Then we could talk.
Yeah.
Okay. But you know what? We'll see. You know what? Shabby, you have your EP coming out January, my bad, 2021. You have your new song, Don't Know, that just came out last Friday that we're going to play on the show. Tell the people where they can find you on social media, you know, where they could follow you, where they can find you.
You can follow me on IG at shabooby23, shabooby23. And on Snapchat, posterboy14. And
you are single and you're making great music. The track is Done No. We're gonna feature it right now. It's the Morning Detour, the Mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Bomba Club.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
She a really bad girl. She a really bad girl. She a really bad girl. Town, yeah, you don't know. Headed to her chateau for some gato. About to work around in some tabo. Show making roar, boy, you don't know. Ride around town, yeah, you don't know. Headed to her chateau for some gato. About to work around in some tabo. Show making roar, boy, you don't know. A real bad gal, she a model. Hit me in the DMs and I follow. She won't see me tomorrow. Never text back, I in the Cabo. Now she tryna find me where it is, Waldo. Gave 100 rounds, man, I feel like Apollo. I just wanna know that she, oh she, maybe does it all, man, maybe even sipping, tripping, drinking, no reminiscing. Practice scrimmage, fam, this exhibition. All my soldiers now need to listen. This the due date, no extension. Shawty sipping whiskey, feeling kinda tipsy. Getting real frisky, touchy, touchy, feely. Now she wanna kiss me, probably gonna miss me. Had her in the air, one legging like no whiskey. Ride around town, yeah, you don't know. Headed to her chateau for some gato. About to work around like some Tabo. Show making road, boy, you don't know. Town, yeah, you don't know. Headed to her shop for some gato. About to work around like some Tabo. Show I'm making road, why you don't know. 23, my Jordan, yeah, taking over, volunteered. Flash, 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 I'm bright like a solar flare. Wordplay that you can't compare. Put in work when no one's there. Play my car right solitaire with your girl, trip to dare. Girl, she call me sweetie. In the future, like a genie, hand in face. You can see me, man, I'm cooking, shrimp linguine. In her face, she like it creamy. Parmesan, extra cheesy. Ate it all, looking greedy. Press the button, that was easy. She a real bad gal. She a real bad gal. She a real bad gal, bad gal, bad gal, bad gal. I'm going all in, I'm chasing my dreams. All of my day ones, they know what I mean. Stacking my chips and I'm betting on me. Feel like I'm king and I feel like OG. I'm going all in, I'm chasing my dreams. All of my day ones, they know what I mean. Stacking my chips and I'm betting on me. Feel like I'm king and I feel like OG. Ride around town, yeah, you don't know. Headed to her chateau for some gato. About to work around like some Tabo. Show making road, boy, you don't know.
Tandis que nous poursuivons la lutte contre la propagation de la COVID-19, de nouveaux programmes de soutien sont en place pour les personnes qui en ont besoin, notamment un régime d'assurance-emploi plus fort et plus accessible, ainsi que 3 nouvelles prestations de relance économique. Continuer à soutenir les Canadiens maintenant nous aidera à assurer notre sécurité et à rendre le Canada plus résilient. Consultez canada.ca/le-coronavirus pour en savoir plus sur les nouveaux programmes de soutien aux revenus. Un message du gouvernement du Canada.
In the fight against COVID-19, we must all continue to respect public health guidelines and follow self-isolation instructions. Self-isolate if you have symptoms. Self-isolate after testing. Self-isolate if the test is positive. Self-isolate when you return from a trip. And self-isolate when you've been in contact with someone who's tested positive. Self-isolation is important. Please, take it seriously. Learn more at quebec.ca/self-isolating. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
CKUT 90.3 FM.